Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
The Academy Awards are just a few days away, and I've got my picks in every single category, so grab your Oscar sheets and let's go. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Murrow with one of my favorite videos to do every year, my picks in every single category at the Academy Awards, which are happening on Sunday night. It's fun to watch the show, but it's a lot more fun to be part of an Oscar pool, just to make some selections, maybe play against some friends. It's something that I do every year, no matter what. And a lot of times I'm looking for a little bit of guidance. So I'm not just going to give you my personal picks. I'm also going to give you who I would have voted for if I were in the Academy, and also some backup picks for every category. So it's who I would have voted for, who I think will win, and then another option to look out for as a potential upset. I've already seen all of these nominees, and if you want to know my actual thoughts on every single movie that's nominated at the Oscars this Sunday, then you can click that video up there in the corner. But let's jump right into the categories this year with everybody's favorite, but something that's critical often in deciding who wins the Oscar pool, and that would be the short film categories. Most people don't watch any of these movies. I've watched all of them, so let's see what my pick in those categories are. And we're going to start with Best Live Action Short Film. The nominees are The After, Invincible, Night of Fortune, Red, White, and Blue, and The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. I would vote for, if I were in the Academy, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, which comes from Wes Anderson. It's basically just a short Wes Anderson film. And I also think that it will win the Academy Award for Best Live Action Short. If Wes Anderson does win, he'll have won an Oscar on his eighth try. He was first nominated back in 2002 for Best Original Screenplay for The Royal Tenenbaums. One to look out for would be a short film called The After, which stars David Oyelowo. You see this sometimes in the short film category. Riz Ahmed was involved in a short that just won not too long ago. If you get a respected actor involved, sometimes they will lead you all the way to the Oscar. I didn't really love the short The After, but David Oyelowo is very good in it, and that might sway some voters to voting for it. The nominees for Best Animated Short Film are Letter to a Pig, 95 Senses, Our Uniform, Pachyderm, and War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko. If I were in the Academy, I'd vote for Pachyderm, which I thought was easily the most powerful of these shorts, although this is a fairly solid category. But I think the short that will win is called Letter to a Pig, which is about a Holocaust survivor telling a classroom full of kids about his survival story. It's very abstract, though, so even though I'm picking it to win, I would also look out for War is Over, inspired by the music of John and Yoko, which is the opposite of abstract. It is a very surface level and, in my opinion, simplistic message about war being over. You know, if everybody really wants it to be over, gosh darn it, we could do it. If people turn away from the abstract nature of Letter to a Pig and want to go for the more simplistic message, then I wouldn't be surprised to see War is Over take the Academy Award. But for now, I'm sticking with the more complicated Letter to a Pig. For Best Documentary Short Film, the nominees are The ABCs of Book Banning, The Barber of Little Rock, Island in Between, The Last Repair Shop, and Nai Nai and Waipo. I liked Nai Nai and Waipo a lot, but I would vote for The Last Repair Shop if I were part of the Academy, which is about public employees who repair the instruments that are given to public school children in the Los Angeles School District. Many people have The ABCs of Book Banning taking this award, but I'm going to predict that The Last Repair Shop is going to win because I think it's a great subject matter. It's really interesting. It's set in Los Angeles. It's a genuinely powerful documentary. I'm going to put the ABCs of Book Banning down as the look out for pick. And like I said, many people are picking this to win the Academy Award, but I didn't really like the ABCs of Book Banning. It's a very important topic, but I thought that the short was very not well put together, almost amateurishly put together. And so maybe, you know, they say don't vote with your heart, vote with your head in these categories. But part of me has to think that the Academy voters who are hopefully watching these shorts will respect how much deeper The Last Repair Shop goes and how much of a better constructed film it is than the ABCs of Book Banning. So that's what I'm picking, The Last Repair Shop, although I think it's going to be very close between that and the ABCs of Book Banning. Let's move on to some of the technical categories. The nominees for Best Visual Effects are The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and Napoleon. Special effects supervisor Neil Corbould is nominated 3 times in this category for The Creator, Mission Impossible, and Napoleon. He picked up his 6th, 7th, and 8th nominations this year. He's won twice already for Gravity and Gladiator. And if I were part of the Academy, I would pick one of the films he's nominated for, The Creator, for Best Visual Effects. It's very close. It would be between that and Godzilla Minus One for me. I just loved the creativity, the imagination of The Creator, and what they did on a limited budget. And you could say the same thing for Godzilla Minus One, which is why I'm picking it to win. I don't think that there's a runaway winner in this category. And oftentimes when things are even, I think that the Oscar voters go for the best story, the best moment. And the idea of a movie that small taking the stage to win the Academy Award, something that nobody would have predicted, is just too good to pass up. There's not another nominee here that I think would take it away just on pure merit. So I am picking Godzilla Minus One to win the Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. Although I think you should still look out for The Creator, because it is also its own sort of underdog story and could also come in and take the award. The nominees for Best Sound are The Creator, Maestro, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, Oppenheimer, and The Zone of Interest. If I were part of the Academy, I would vote for The Zone of Interest, which I think was so critically important to the impact of that film. It was almost a character in and of itself. I think that Oppenheimer will take the Academy Award, but I think you should also look out for The Zone of Interest in this category, because if others also recognize how important it is to the overall narrative of the film, perhaps it could swing enough votes to take the Oscar. For Best Production Design, the nominees are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. And if I were part of the Academy, I would vote for Barbie. I noted this in my original review of the film and hoped that people would still recognize it come Academy Award time. I think that the production design was incredible in this film. This is sort of a toss-up, I think, between Poor Things and Barbie. I'm picking Barbie to win, although I think you should definitely look out for Poor Things. There are a number of technical categories in which Barbie and Poor Things are really neck and neck. And a lot of these, the way that I'm picking them, could switch back the other way. Should Barbie win for Best Production Design, Sarah Greenwood and Katie Spencer will have won an Oscar on their 7th shared nomination. Their first was for Pride and Prejudice back in 2006.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit OsbourneMediaHouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
For Best Costume Design, the nominees are Barbie, Killers of the Flower Moon, Napoleon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. And this is yet another one where Poor Things and Barbie are neck and neck. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Poor Things to win the Academy Award. But I'm predicting that Barbie, with its sea of Barbies and Kens and all of the dolls and the bright neon and everything else, will win the Academy Award. Sometimes it's Best Costume Design, sometimes it's Most Costume Design. I think Barbie checks both of those boxes, but I would not be surprised should Poor Things win. And if Holly Waddington does win for Poor Things, she'll have won the Oscar on her first nomination. However, if Jacqueline Duran wins for Barbie, it will be her 3rd Academy Award after wins for Little Women, also with Greta Gerwig, and the movie adaptation of a book that I have a very difficult time saying, Anna Karenina. I'm not playing that up. I, for some reason, cannot say the words Anna Karenina. Anna Karenina. Anyway, if Jacqueline Duran wins, she'll have won for those two other movies. The nominees for Best Makeup and Hairstyling are Golda, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Poor Things, and Society of the Snow. If I were part of the Academy, I would vote for Poor Things in this category, but I am predicting that Maestro, with its decades-long transformation of Bradley Cooper into Leonard Bernstein, will win the Academy Award, and I think that it's pretty good makeup. I don't think it's an undeserving winner. Although, again, look out for Poor Things, because I think that that is also a movie that has a lot of very obvious makeup and hairstyling, which often is what delivers the win in these categories. For original score, the nominees are Laura Karpman for American Fiction, the Oscar record-holding John Williams for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, the late Robbie Robertson for Killers of the Flower Moon, Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer, and Jerzken Fendricks for Poor Things. It was actually a very close call for me between who I'd vote for between Oppenheimer and Poor Things, but I ended up saying that I would vote for Oppenheimer, and I believe that Oppenheimer will go on to win the Academy Award. Should it win, Ludwig Göransson will have gone 2 for 2 in nominations for Best Original Score, having also won for Black Panther. That would put him in a league with Hans Zimmer, Alexander Desplat, Howard Shore, Trent Reznor, and Atticus Ross, among others. Although I think you should look out for Poor Things, which, like I said, was very close to getting my vote. And if the competition is closer than expected, it could maybe sneak in, but I would honestly be quite surprised if anybody but Oppenheimer took this Oscar. For Best Original Song, the nominees are Diane Warren's obligatory nomination, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, I'm Just Ken from Barbie, It Never Went Away from American Symphony, Wajazi, A Song for My People from Killers of the Flower Moon, and What Was I Made For from Barbie. If I were in the Academy, I'd vote for I'm Just Ken, and I've seen the narrative emerging online that to support I'm Just Ken in this category would be to miss the point of Barbie because it's Ken's song, which I understand that, but it's also Best Original Song. I think you have to look at it in a little bit of a vacuum, and I think it's just a fun song. It's well performed, it's funny. I don't think that you necessarily have to pick the song that is most thematically tied to the movie that it came from. And honestly, if I could have picked any song from Barbie, I wouldn't have picked I'm Just Ken or the song that I think is going to win, which is Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For. I would have picked Dance the Night from Dua Lipa, but the Academy didn't nominate Dance the Night, so I'm picking from what they gave me. So yes, I would vote for I'm Just Ken. However, everything that's happened thus far just about has indicated that What Was I Made For will make Billie Eilish a 2-time Oscar winner, although I think you should look out for I'm Just Ken because people love that song, and maybe secretly they'll respect What Was I Made For but end up voting for I'm Just Ken. We'll see. For Best Cinematography, the nominees are Edward Lachman for El Conde, Rodrigo Prieto for Killers of the Flower Moon, Matthew Libatique for Maestro, Hoyte van Hoytema for Oppenheimer, and Robbie Ryan for Poor Things. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Oppenheimer, and I think that Oppenheimer will win the Oscar. This would be Hoyte van Hoytema's first Academy Award. I think he's one of the best cinematographers working today. Although, look out for Poor Things, because I think that also had fantastic cinematography, and if it's sweeping a lot of these other technical categories, maybe even the ones where I picked Barbie, then I could see Poor Things maybe scoring 1 or 2 Academy Awards more than people are anticipating. So Oppenheimer, I think, likely to win. Poor Things, the possible upset pick. For film editing, the nominated movies are Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon from legendary editor Thelma Schoonmaker, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Oppenheimer, and I believe that Oppenheimer will win the Oscar for Best Editing. And if editor Jennifer Lame wins, I will be super happy because she also edited the film Hereditary, and I want the Academy Award to be as close as possible to Toni Collette's performance in Hereditary. If they're not going to nominate her, then at least they perhaps will give it to the editor who put together that masterclass of a performance that, again, should have won the Oscar. I think the movie to look out for in this category is Anatomy of a Fall, which also was a masterclass in editing that almost got my vote over Oppenheimer. So if there's going to be an upset, I think that that's where you could see Anatomy of a Fall sneak in and grab an extra Oscar. The nominees for Best Animated Film are The Boy and the Heron from Studio Ghibli, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which was one of my favorite movies last year. And while the race is, I think, closer than many people give it credit for, I'm also predicting Across the Spider-Verse to win the Oscar for Best Animated Film. That will make it just the 3rd sequel to win this Academy Award, but look out for The Boy and the Heron. I would not be incredibly shocked if they read that name out instead, because it is a very well-respected film. It could perhaps be Hayao Miyazaki's last film, and I could see some people wanting to throw votes its way. However, it's a lot more abstract than Across the Spider-Verse, and I think that that could turn some voters off. I thought about making the upset pick here as far as who will win, but I'm going to stick with Across the Spider-Verse. The nominees for Best Documentary Feature are Bo Bi Wine, The People's President, The Eternal Memory, Four Daughters, To Kill a Tiger, and 20 Days in Mariupol. And if I were in the Academy, I would vote for 20 Days in Mariupol, which is a brutally difficult to watch documentary, but I think also essential as far as documenting the early days of the war in Ukraine. I also believe that 20 Days in Mariupol will win the Academy Award for Best Documentary. It's not just a powerful documentary, I think it is an essential one and one that deserves the Oscar. However, if I was going to pick a movie to look out for, it would be The Eternal Memory, which is a very touching and also heartbreaking love story between two people who have been married for a long time, one of whom is losing a fight with Alzheimer's. So if people are turned off by the brutality of 20 Days in Mariupol, they could gravitate towards the still heartbreaking but also sweet film, The Eternal Memory. For Best International Feature, the nominees are Italy's Io Capitano, Japan's Perfect Days, Spain's Society of the Snow, Germany's The Teacher's Lounge, and the United Kingdom's The Zone of Interest. And we were really robbed of a knockdown dragout between The Zone of Interest and Anatomy of a Fall in this category because France chose not to submit that movie as their selection for Best International Feature. This would have legitimately been one of those things that was a coin toss. Who knows which way it would have gone. However, because Anatomy of a Fall isn't here, I think this is easily the Zone of Interest category. I would vote for that film if I were in the Academy. It was on my top 10 list for 2023. I think that it will win, and it would be shocking to me if it didn't win the Academy Award. If I'm going to pick one movie to look out for, Society of the Snow would be that film. I think in a weaker year, or at least a year where it wasn't going up against the Zone of Interest, Society of the Snow would have been a real contender. And actually, all of these nominees are great. I think that this is a really strong year in the international feature category. And despite the fact that the United Kingdom works so closely with Hollywood on so many projects, the UK has never won the Oscar for Best International Feature Film. They haven't even had one nominated since back in the year 2000. So we could see Oscar history with the first win ever for the UK in this category. I have a lot more picks to share, but before we do, I want to thank the sponsor for this video. This video is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You put in passwords or codes to unlock your phone and your email or social media every single day. But what if you just stood in the middle of a crowded room and shouted all that info out for everybody to hear and also told them every website you were visiting too? That's what it could be like if you're connecting to the internet without ExpressVPN. If you connect to Wi-Fi in public at a coffee shop, airport, or hotel, you open yourself up to someone hacking that network and accessing your data. And even when you're at home, your service provider can track your info and sell that to companies who can then use that data to target you. With ExpressVPN, your data is in a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, and it works on your phone, laptop, tablet, even router, however you like to stay connected. Whenever I'm traveling, even if I'm on a network that's shared by hundreds of strangers, I never worry about having someone steal my information because ExpressVPN has me covered. If I've got a device turned on, you can guarantee that ExpressVPN is active and protecting me no matter where I am. And it's so easy to use. Literally one button lets me know that everything is safe. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Merle. That's expressvpn.com/Merle. And you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/Merle. For Best Adapted Screenplay, the nominees are Cord Jefferson for American Fiction, Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach for Barbie, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Tony McNamara for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. This is one of the most wide-open categories of the night. I could honestly see a path for any of these five nominees to win the Academy Award. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Oppenheimer to win the Oscar. I'm picking American Fiction to win the Academy Award, which seems to have a lot of momentum behind it. But I think that you should also look out for Barbie in this category. I don't know if it's going to win in any other major categories, and some voters may say, hey, we want to give it the Oscar here. I don't think that there is a true strong frontrunner here, and in a year where so many of these bigger races seem to have been decided months ago, I think it's kind of refreshing that we're going to go into Oscar night not really knowing who wins. This could be yet another Academy Award for Christopher Nolan to take home, especially if Oppenheimer starts just sweeping everything. For Best Original Screenplay, the nominees are Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, May December, and Past Lives. I think that if Barbie had been nominated in this category by Academy rules, if they hadn't moved it to adapted screenplay, it would have had a much better chance of winning. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for The Holdovers, which is a movie that I very much enjoyed, even though I also loved Anatomy of a Fall. But I think that Anatomy of a Fall is going to win the Oscar. And if it does, it'll be the second time in 5 years that a film largely not in the English language wins this prize after Parasite took the Oscar home back in 2020. Although I think that you should still look out for The Holdovers, again, much like Barbie. If the voters want to give yet another prize to this film, I could see them voting for it in the original screenplay category. Moving on to the acting categories, the nominees for Best Supporting Actor are Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling in Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things. This race seems like it's been decided for months now. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Robert Downey Jr., and it seems like most people probably will, because I think he is almost a lock to win this Academy Award. If RDJ does win, it'll be his first Oscar on his third nomination. He was also nominated for Chaplin back in 1993 and Tropic Thunder 15 years ago. If I have to anoint a spoiler, I would say Ryan Gosling for Barbie. I think that people loved his character in the movie. It is a comedic performance, which could work against it, but it's also a memorable performance. But this is really just because I have to make a pick. I would be shocked to find anybody but RDJ taking home the Oscar. For Best Supporting Actress, the nominees are Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple, America Ferrera in Barbie, Jodie Foster in Naiad, and Davine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers. Emily Blunt, Davine Joy Randolph, America Ferrera, and Danielle Brooks get their first ever Oscar nominations this year. This is also Jodie Foster's first nomination since Nell back in 1995, and her first nomination in the Supporting Actress category since Taxi Driver way back in 1977. But I don't think there's much suspense here. Davine Joy Randolph has been even more dominant than Robert Downey Jr. on the awards circuit this year, so it would be a huge upset if anybody else won. She would have my vote if I were a member of the Academy. I thought that she was fantastic in The Holdovers. I think that she is almost a lock to win. If you have to anoint a backup choice, I'll go with Emily Blunt because the Oscars obviously love Oppenheimer. But as with Robert Downey Jr., I think it would be a huge shock for anyone but Davine Joy Randolph to win. Looking at the nominees for Best Actor, we have Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo in Rustin, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. And boy, was this tough for me to decide as far as who I would vote for if I was in the Academy. I think a lot of Academy members are in the same boat that I am because it was between Cillian Murphy and Paul Giamatti. Two performances that I loved. They're really like 1A and 1B. And after a lot of thought, I decided that if I were in the Academy, I would vote for Paul Giamatti because I think that he's great. I think that Cillian Murphy is also great. Nothing against Cillian Murphy here. It's just a difficult decision that I have to make. However, I think that Cillian Murphy will win the Academy Award. He won the SAG Award. That is often a huge predictor, even in a close race. So I think that he is the odds-on favorite, but look out for Paul Giamatti. This is another one where Cillian Murphy may be the front runner, but I wouldn't be shocked if they call out Giamatti's name. Still, I'm picking Murphy and Oppenheimer to take home the Oscar. By the way, the only person in this category who's been nominated in the Best Actor race before is Bradley Cooper. And if he doesn't win anything this Oscar night, then his Oscar resume will go to 0 for 4 in the Best Actor race, 0 for 5 as a producer in the Best Picture race, 0 for 2 in the screenplay categories, and 0 for 1 in Best Supporting Actor. He's turning into the Leo of his time. For Best Actress, the nominees are Annette Bening in Naiad, Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan in Maestro, and Emma Stone in Poor Things. If I were in the Academy, I would actually vote for Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall. I thought that she was great in that movie, not taking anything away from any of the other performances. As far as who will win, I think this race is even closer than the Best Actor race. It looked like Emma Stone had the momentum for a very long time, but then Lily Gladstone came in. She won the SAG Award. That's usually pretty predictive of who's going to win the Academy Award. And in a race this close, I'm going to let the SAG Award be the tiebreaker. Oscar. I'm going to pick Lily Gladstone to win Best Actress, but look out for Emma Stone because I think she is just as likely. This could be a pick that makes or breaks my Oscar pool and could be a pick that makes or breaks yours. So make your own decision very carefully. I certainly made mine very carefully, but I'm going to pick Lily Gladstone. I think it's going to be a big moment if she wins. Emma Stone already has the Academy Award. Again, these have nothing to do with their performances, but there are metrics that happen in the Academy Awards all the time that have nothing to do with performance. So in a very close race, Lily Gladstone and Killers of the Flower Moon have my pick to take home the Oscar.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For Best Directing, the nominees are Justine Triet in Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer in The Zone of Interest. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for Christopher Nolan. I believe that Christopher Nolan will win. I haven't really seen much to convince me that he's not going to. If I'm going to pick a candidate to look out for, I could see perhaps the subtle work done in The Zone of Interest impressing people enough to bring Jonathan Glazer an absolutely massively surprising win. But I really think this Oscar is all but in the bag for Christopher Nolan. Martin Scorsese is the second most nominations ever in this category. He's also the most nominated living director, but if he loses this year, as it seems he's going to, he will have gone 1-for-10 at the Oscars, while Chris Nolan looks likely to win on his second directing nomination. And finally, we come to the big one, Best Picture. Most of the time, there is some suspense over who's going to win, even sometimes after they open the envelope. Yes, I'm still going to reference the La La Land Moonlight thing, because that's the craziest thing that I've ever seen. But this year, I don't think that there is a whole lot of suspense. The nominees, in case you don't know, are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. If I were in the Academy, I would vote for what I've said many times over was my favorite movie last year, which is Oppenheimer. And I believe that Oppenheimer will take home the Oscar. It's won pretty much every predictive award that you could possibly imagine. If anything else wins, it would be a massive upset. As far as the spoiler slash look out for pick, I'm actually going to go with Anatomy of a Fall, because it wouldn't just be another movie. It'd have to be a movie that really appealed to people on a very specific level in order to upset Oppenheimer. And for me, of the other movies nominated, Anatomy of the Fall is the only one that I could see voters really feeling passionate enough about to derail Oppenheimer, which would take a lot. But I would put the odds at better than 95% that Oppenheimer is going to win the Best Picture Academy Award. And should it win the Oscar, it will be the highest grossing Best Picture winner in literally 20 years. Since The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, we have seen a trend at the Oscars in the last couple of decades where many of the winners aren't massive box office hits. Oppenheimer would be a return to what we often saw, which was a movie that people loved, that was very award-winning, took home a lot of Oscars, and was very popular in movie theaters. So those are my picks for the Academy Awards. What do you think? Are you going to be filling out your Oscar pools? Are you still cramming in some of those last nominees before Sunday's show? Let me know down in the comments below. And as always, stay tuned right here. I will probably have my recap right here on the channel in the wee early hours of the morning on Monday. Although keep in mind, if you're setting your clocks to watch the Academy Awards, that number one, daylight savings time starts on Sunday here in the United States. And also the Oscars are starting an hour earlier than usual. I think they don't want to push it as far into the night as they often do. So make sure that you've got the right time down to watch the Oscars, and I'll be back here early next week with my recap. But in between then, I'll also have movie reviews. I've got streaming charts coming up. We do a lot of fun stuff here on the channel. Thanks so much for watching my Oscar picks this year. I hope it helped you to fill out your sheets. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.
Say say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.